Hello, folks. This is FS Ride Along, and this will be Season 8, Episode 3, and I'm calling it O Canada again because I have made it across the North Atlantic and then back in Canadian airspace. It was an interesting crossing with the DA-50RG. Had to roll it back to about 40% power to make sure I had the range. Coming into Sonderstrom in particular, I had to be very careful with my fuel planning and weather planning and all those other elements, especially as I was westbound, so encountering a headwind, and I ended up shutting down in Sonderstrom with 48 minutes worth of fuel. IFR reserves legal for the FAA anyway is 45 minutes. I don't know what it is in Denmark, and Denmark owns Greenland, so I was just barely legal, but I was legal, and I did have an interesting time coming into Keflavik before that. Keflavik, I got a little tired as I was fighting the time zones and decided to take a nap and woke up just a little bit too close to Keflavik, so I had to do a go-around, and not my best landing in Keflavik. The landing started to improve again once I got to Sonderstrom, and then Iqaluit. That was a decent landing in Iqaluit, and then now I am in Cujac Airport in Quebec, I think. And the objective now that I'm across the Atlantic is to try and fly around Hudson Bay to the south, maybe even going actually into Quebec and the provinces. Oshkosh is long over now. This is taking so long, but I'm glad I'm doing this. I'm really trying to flex the legs of the DA-50RG as modeled by Arabask in X-Plane 11, and I've taken it all the way up to 14,000 feet. Don't think I've ever gotten higher than that in this aircraft, although it can go all the way up to 20. I just haven't seen the need to do so. The real trick with flying this airplane is just, you know, monitoring your temperatures, obviously, and then depending on what kind of leg you're doing, making sure that you bring the power back enough so that you have enough reserve fuel. So that's what's going on here. I have yet to have the ability to buy anything else for Flight Sim, so I'm stuck with flying this for now. I've actually also gone through during the cruise phase of these flights, and I've started deleting some of the extra scenery from P3D version 4. The idea being, now that I have Microsoft, and now that the A2A Comanche has come out, maybe it is time to start walking away from P3D. Very sad, but it is, you know, you can't be a dinosaur all your life. You kind of gotta adapt in order to survive, so that's what I'm trying to do as a flight simmer. If you have feedback for me, you can leave it on the podcast description link. There should be a link if you're listening in Spotify, or also a link if you go into the Apple Store, which most of you are on Apple, so that's the way that is. And let me know what you think. Let me know if you want more screenshots. Let me know what kind of mission you want me to do next, now that most of the hard part of crossing the North Atlantic is over. I just gotta get myself to Seattle. And again, the plan is kind of to pussyfoot around Hudson Bay and get down more towards the urban development in southern Canada, and then across the U.S. So that's what's going on with me. Hope things are going well with you. I'm definitely enjoying this airplane. And again, congratulations to Diamond. Hope you're enjoying these updates. I would stream, but I don't have the capabilities to do so right now. So my mic, unfortunately, I have my podcast recording mic, which I'm using now, which you may be surprised at the lack of quality of said mic, but that's what it is. But my headset mic quit on me, and I found that out on VatSim as I was trying to get back into VatSim. So unfortunately, until I can get some pocket change, VatSim is out, and it's just doing these little flights day by day to get me eventually back to Boeing Field in Seattle, which is my home airport. So I hope you're enjoying these updates. I hope you're doing well. Oshkosh looked like it went pretty well, aside from two crashes. So, I'm sorry. Condolences to the families involved in those crashes. And it's very hard being in aviation sometimes. You lose a lot of great people, and it's a bummer. But we persevere, and we love airplanes anyway. And sometimes we love rotary wings, but you couldn't convince me to get into rotary wings. That's just not my speed. I like the props and the jets, so props to that. With that, stay safe, stay sane, happy landings, bye. So catch me if you can. I'm running hard without a gun before I land. So catch me if you can. I'm on the plots, my hat pulled down with a bottle in my bag. I'm on the boat against the rail with the wind against my back. I'm on the road, the open road, with my thumb outstretched from my hand. So catch me.